Do you enjoy ridiculous impressions? Love Farquaad's fashion sense? Maybe you want to take a visit down to Duloc Land, or you feel like the Muffin Man should be king? Then join us on this episode of Shrek that begins now. Hello and welcome to Nerd of All Trades, the podcast where a motley crew answer the ultimate question, what would we do if we were making a movie in this franchise? We also throw in some discussion on our favorite movies, go on meaningless tangents, and more. I'm your host, Tyler Birch, and here's the rest of the crew.
This is Jay Fred, the engineer.
Brandon, historian.
This is Juan, the newbie.
And this is just Derek.
Today's episode is our anime and animation, and we're going to be talking about the Shrek franchise.
The ultimate anime.
Yeah. Everybody's first entrance into Smash Mouth.
All right. So first up is our movie pitch segment. Each of these franchises have created a world filled with its own rules, ideas, and imagery. And it's up to us just to completely wreck everything they've done by pitching our own crazy ideas on how we think our movie would make that franchise better. So Jay Fred's going to go first.
All right. So, you know, we had the Puss in Boots movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think we need a donkey movie. A donkey show, if you will.
Okay. Tell me more about
the
donkey show.
I like the idea of a donkey show, but
well, yeah.
Who would be the main character of such a product?
Well, that kind of depends on how we're defining main character.
Obviously, so it's going to be Gingy.
Donkey, or whoever the other participant is.
I don't know. I was thinking maybe a strong female lead, because you know it's 2021.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like that. Very progressive of you.
A strong female and a donkey. I think that'd be great for a donkey show.
Or a dragon, if we want to follow the story canonically.
Well, Juan ruined it. Anywho. Okay.
How dare you destroy my perfect pitch? Okay. I was about to make another comment, but it could be taken.
How, you know what? Does a donkey and a dragon, like, they're not even the same species, bro. Where are you going?
Save that for the freaking question section.
Yeah. No.
And you're going to find out on this week's episode how a donkey and a dragon can actually have sex and how to be safe while doing it. Read more at, or more at 9 or whatever, you know, like the news.
Actually, that's for the After Dark special.
Yep. Nerd of All Trades, After Dark.
You never thought it could get the worse, but it can.
Oh, it definitely
show,
can.
Talk show.
But yeah, so I'm thinking just the entire history before he meets up with Shrek. I think he probably has some pretty interesting stuff that went on.
Like maybe how he learned to talk?
Well, yes, but also talking animals aren't really a rarity in this universe. So
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, most animals I would say talk in that universe,
right? In the first movie she's like, here's
well, it was just I think it was because they were all like fairy tale creatures. They were all the fairy tale creatures, but because that's why she was trying to sell Donkey, was because she's like, look, he can talk, he's valuable, and Donkey just pretended he couldn't talk.
Yep, that's true.
what if he teams up with Eeyore?
Ooh, yes.
Eeyore's his depressed cousin. Yeah. He's taking him out for a fun time.
He's like, he's been feeling a little sad, so I figure I'd take him out, show him a good time. You know?
That's when tragedy struck.
Do I want to know what this tragedy is?
The tragedy is why Eeyore was depressed.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So we're actually rolling with this, aren't we?
Yeah, I like it. See, I usually just bring like half of an idea and then we just flesh it out for the podcast. It works better that way.
Says you.
Well, yeah.
It works out best for him.
Yeah. And who else's opinion really matters? It's my pitch.
Right.
Now stop badgering Jayford the half-baked, all right?
Yeah.
Jayford exactly. The half-baked. Jayford the Jayford the medium rare.
Hey, I am very rare, okay?
Sure you are, buddy. Sure you are.
You ain't never met a guy like me.
Is that what your mother tells you?
No, actually, it's pretty much the opposite.
Oh,
oh
no.
Oh.
Oh, no. We have gone to
a little therapy podcast. Okay.
Yeah. We have gone from After Dark to Fields and Sadness.
Well, I just figured I wanted Eeyore to feel comfortable in this environment. So
it's very inclusive of him.
Yeah.
God, I feel like Eeyore would just be so fucking annoyed with Donkey.
Probably. Right, yes. Almost definitely.
I know I am. I'm just like, can you shut the fuck up?
Right. Like, you can only support Eddie Murphy's voice like only a couple times.
Eeyore's like, sure, I'll be in the movie, but it's probably going to tank.
How well did the Puss in Boots movie do?
Not well.
Look it up. I want to see how good Antonio Banderas' masterpiece came out.
Why in that one? Dude, Shrek 4 made like $750 million.
Did it really? Yeah.
Puss in Boots made $555 million.
What was the budget?
I don't know these things.
I should say it on here.
Let's see.
Those people are blind.
130.
Oh, so they made a profit on Antonio Banderas' masterpiece.
How much did the original make, though? 484. Damn, dude, Shrek 2 made almost a billion.
Well, yeah, so 484, yeah, but also their budget was only 50 million. So
Shrek got nominated for, I think, Best Animation when it came out. The first one.
I think you're making that up.
I'm not. It did. It did get nominated.
You weren't even alive when it came did
out. What? Yes, I was.
It was.
I don't know what year Shrek was. 2005?
It won animated feature at the
Shrek
Academy Awards.
2001. Shrek 2 was 2004.
Okay. So you were barely alive.
I was 2 years old.
Year and a half.
Good times.
What a time.
What a time to be alive.
What, even though you can alive? Definitely yeah, tell it's dated, though, it aged well. It holds up.
That's true. Yeah,
it did. Yeah, there's a lot of the jokes on there that are like you can get as an adult that were really funny on the first one.
I mean, they were also funny if you were older than two.
I mean, ooh. Yes, some would say.
I mean, yeah, you thought shitting in your diaper was funny too. So, you know, I mean.
Why am I getting attacked here?
You know what else you loved? Keys dangling in front of your face.
It's not my fault for the year that I was born.
Okay, Jayfred, no need to hate on us just because we weren't fully grown adults like you when it came out.
Yeah, you literal fossil.
Actual fossils. You were like,
the baby thing.
I came up with that joke.
Derek, I'm glad about you got that.
You should be building spaceships for NASA.
So it's going to be your pitch, a donkey movie? Wait, yes, did you keep it as a show. Donkey show?
Donkey show. Okay. Wait, okay. So we're really going with the donkey show in this?
Yeah, dude. Was, honestly, whenever you said that, I'm like, well, might as well cross that off my fucking list because that was my number one.
I'm sorry. I thought I didn't realize.
And then
Derek
when they go
here.
And search it.
Exactly.
It's like,
and then
shit.
We introduce.
I want to watch the donkey show.
We introduce a bunch of kids to a whole new world.
Yay, for traumatizing children.
Yay!
What the fuck is that?
I don't think Shrek traumatized people.
I'm talking about the donkey show.
Oh, yeah. The donkey show.
When they search online, they're going to see something other than the Shrek
movie.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
Would Eddie tell me that you got what we were doing with the play on words there?
No.
Don't even
I didn't.
You don't know what a donkey show is?
No. What is it?
So anyway, would Eddie Murphy voice everybody that's in the movie?
Well,
donkey. I was like, don't you even ask a title. Of course he's donkey. Oh, but that's good.
He's sure. Definitely going to be donkey.
So, well, yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, I hope.
But knowing him, you know, with Norbit.
I mean, that's true. He probably could do the voice of everyone in the movie, and that lowers the budget pretty considerably.
He's done it for several movies. Yeah. I mean,
did he do it for Coming to America? I feel like he did it for the barbershop scene. I think the barbershop scene, I think he was one of the barbers that was there.
Norbit,
Norbit, he was everybody.
Also, Jayfred, you're right. It does lower the budget and the overall profits.
I think it was yeah,
probably true. Yeah.
I guess it depends on how you feel about Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, the Nutty Professor, he was a whole bunch of characters, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the list, and there's...
He was one of those actors who... Like
six of them.
He rose high and fell hard.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's the thing. In Norbit,
Meet Dave was a
playing
as
a woman in Surprise.
Pluto Nash.
It was
Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, you don't come after Daddy Daycare.
I can come after Daddy Daycare.
Doctor Doolittle, don't forget that one.
Doctor Doolittle was awesome.
Doctor
Doolittle was awesome.
Doolittle is great.
Doolittle was good. Yeah, Doolittle was good.
I mean, yeah, it was no Beverly Hills Cop and Coming to America.
Or I guess fucking Daddy Daycare and Tyler's fucking Perfect Utopia. That
they're making Coming to America.
Coming to America too. Well, Coming to America.
America. You got to do that. I mean,
that's how they did it. They did Coming to America, and the two is a two.
I know. Looking at it,
it's on Amazon.
Look at
Prime.
You, Juan. You got that joke. Good job.
I didn't get the donkey show. I don't get it.
Maybe that's for the best. That's why you're later. That's why you're the newbie.
I'll look it up later after the show.
All right, but you should probably put on an incognito browser.
Yeah.
No.
And a VPN. Make sure you have some virus protection on whatever device you're using. Just be very, very careful.
All right, so Brandon, what's your pitch?
What's your pitch and why is it a second?
Did Jay Fred take care of it?
So my pitch is about a ogre who's trying to live his life over in a swamp, and then some fairy tale creatures invade the swamp, so he goes on a quest to meet a princess.
We're going to let you keep talking.
From a griffin.
Well, it's like a fully different movie,
right?
A griffin. And
there
the
were
name
no
of...
griffins in the one I was thinking he was going for.
And he's actually doing this quest to actually get the princess for this very tall guy named Lord Loquat. Who's actually a super nice guy, and the ogre's name is Wreck.
I like how you think that the opposite of far is low.
Yeah, it's actually the only word. It's actually the only word I could think of that rhymes. Thank you very much.
Far away, low away.
So anyway,
is it gonna be called Curs?
I'm getting there.
Instead of far away, close. It's just like, oh, it's down the block.
So it turns out that she's actually. So everyone thought she was an ogre princess, but she actually she got cursed to turn into human at night.
Oh, she's hideous.
Exactly. So in the very end,
she's beautiful. We don't want that.
He gives the princess to Lord Loquat and goes home and enjoys some roasted donkey.
Oh no, not donkey.
This is the Brothers Grimm version of Shrek.
And no one ever dared bother him again.
Because he ate him.
Exactly.
He ate everybody.
But tell me about Anti-Gingy.
So actually, Anti-Gingy isn't made of gingerbread. He's made of...
gummy bears.
Sourdough.
Sourdough?
No, he's just a really angry like fortune cookie.
I mean, if it's something ogres would eat, it could be like flesh or some shit.
Exactly, something even more disgusting, sourdough.
Sourdough is delicious. Fuck you.
So is Gingy made out of his house, or is his house made out of Gingy?
Ooh, asking a tough question.
His house is built out of the bodies of his enemies.
Other gingerbread men.
So actually, my Juan just gave me the idea that my pitch is actually about the legendary gingerbread wars that actually brought Lord Farquaad to power. Very, very understated in the lore of Shrek. Like, and Gingy is actually the last survivor of his race, and that's why he's being tortured at the beginning.
God, he's a POW?
The Muffin Man is the man, is the last survivor of the gingerbread line.
He's their king.
The king of the gingerbread men.
He was the king of Duloc before Farquaad moved in.
Exactly.
Honestly, I would watch a movie where all the gingerbread men were in war.
True. That'd be pretty good.
I mean, that's fair.
Just imagine, like, you know, the scene in Shrek 2 when they take down the giant gingerbread man, just that on a scale of everything. Like, yes. That'd be insane.
Why would you bring up such
name.
A sad scene?
He has
like
a name.
Cry. What's the name?
Mongo.
Mongo? Okay. Yeah. I was thinking that, and I was like, I don't want to say it was wrong because I don't get
it. It's Mongo.
Mumbo?
Mongo.
Mondo?
Mambo number 5.
So,
did you try setting it to Wumbo?
So yes, those are my two pitches that I definitely had planned out.
I like the gingerbread wars. War. That sounds awesome. You gotta call it Gingy Wars. Oh my god, can I have gingerbread mechs?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's just like they go full Japanese with it. Just one side's got mechs, the other one has
gingerbread
monsters.
Mechs sounds pretty great.
That's why he didn't want the gumdrops to be touched. That's how he calls his mech in.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, Juan, what do you have for us?
Well, since Jay Fred took my donkey movie, That was literally the first. I was thinking that at work too. I was like, yeah, this donkey movie is gonna have this shit. It's gonna be a, like him getting to the point where he meets Shrek, and then Jayford is like, so I think I'm gonna make a donkey movie.
Yeah, his donkey movie is gonna be a lot different than yours. So I think
no, it was literally to the T what I was gonna say.
I don't think it
absolutely
is.
Not.
If you don't know what a donkey show is, okay. I'm very sure it's not.
I don't know what a donkey show is. Okay, I'm sorry.
I know anyways. You are now. Apologize.
Anyways, I thought my next idea was, you know that scene where like Donkey and Shrek drink the potion to like make Shrek into a human and Donkey into like a big stallion, and it shows a scene of like cops where it's like the knights like capture Donkey and fucking and Shrek and Puss in Boots. So I was thinking of that where it's like far, far away, or like all the story, all the like fairy tale creatures, and it's like a movie, like a short movie, I guess, that's basically like a TV show where like you switch to the channels and like some of them is like cops and then some of it's like reality TV, and it just shows like all these like story, like fairy tale creatures basically like living their lives. It's like the cops one, it's like they like kick into the fucking Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs house. They have like an illegal like drug ring or something.
You thought we were mining for coal?
It's like, no, this is just a front. That'd be really cool. I would like to see that. There wouldn't really be like any like overlying story, I guess, because it would all be like just different TV shows. So I guess the real story would be like in the reality TV show one, it would like follow obviously like probably like, I guess obviously the Disney princesses, I guess the ones that are in Shrek technically can't be Disney princesses since it's not Disney. Yeah, that'd be real interesting. Just like a reality TV show of like a bunch of fairy tale creatures.
Like a courtroom drama.
Yeah, and like every so often it like references Shrek. Just... yeah. Every so often it like references Shrek and stuff like that. Like Shrek appears, I guess, in like the background, or like Shrek appears in one of the TV shows. And then that scene of like Shrek and Donkey and Puss in Boots getting captured, and Donkey just gets fucking thrown in the ground. He's like, police brutality. And the fucking knight like tackles him. I would like to see that. That'd be a lot of fun. That'd be a nice little short movie.
No, I think that'd be pretty interesting. Courtroom drama between Lord Farquaad and Gingy. He took my leg. There's no proof. And he just like walks out and he's just got the reattached legs. Why do you think this happened?
Yes, that would be my pitch. TV show. Reality TV show.
Reality TV show.
Mm-hmm. Or like a bunch of I guess like
all the princesses are like doing like real world. Or like, yeah. Or there's like The Bachelor with Prince Charming.
Yeah.
And all the princesses.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Print it. Put it in a movie.
Put it in a movie. I could definitely see that being a like some shorts or TV show that they do.
Yeah. It ain't no donkey show, but it'll make it work.
True.
I'll figure this out after the show, what the hell that is.
Don't worry, the internet provides. You don't have to worry about that.
All right, what's your pitch, Mr. Birch?
Yeah, so for my pitch, I was thinking kind of difficult time with it because I kind of wanted them to deconstruct another fairy tale, but they kind of did all of them, so it's hard to come up with something brand new.
They even did like King Arthur.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Ooh, King Arthur would be an interesting one.
That's what they did.
They did. Yeah, they did do that already.
They just did a Beowulf. Yeah, never mind. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, I think I would like to see a movie about Lord Farquaad.
Would you? I guess like his rise to power and his rise into the fucking...
It really intrigues me that he wasn't a king until he married the princess. But Duloc was so built up. I want to see him.
Might be getting close.
I want to see like, how did he get Duloc? Why did these people decide they should follow him? I mean, there's got to be some like heroic deeds or some shady gambling or something that went on that made him get that kingdom.
Mugsnax,
which is like a manager that like manages his shit, and like he's the one that told him you need to get married. I don't know, because it was the mirror, right? Yeah, I feel like he should have like a manager that like basically like
the game auto saves anyway. Like,
power, that'd be funny.
And do you have something?
Yeah, that never made sense to me.
Now he was just there.
Like a trog.
So, question. Actually, do we know that if it was the fact that he was marrying Fiona, was he was trying to become king of Far, Far Away, and he was like a lord of that land? That wasn't like a kingdom?
I think he was just a lord of his area. I don't think it was part of Far, Far, because Far, Far Away was owned by Fiona's
family. He didn't originally look
for
a bride to look for Fiona, though. He was looking for a bride, and she was just one of the options. Well, they could have all been
royal. I mean, yeah, they were all princesses, so they all had...
Yeah, that's true. I guess maybe that's it. Maybe the... Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That makes the most sense out of everything that they could have done. Because, yeah, it didn't really make sense. I was like, you're not really a king. And it's like, you already have Duloc. Just take the throne. I don't...
See, I don't think he would have been... I don't think he would have been king of Far, Far Away.
Like, you can be a king without a queen.
Well, yeah, he would have been next in line as king of Far, Far Away if he had married Fiona.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't have turned into like Fiona's dad wouldn't have turned into a frog.
Well, I mean, we didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, they absolutely didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I truly don't believe that they had that planned out, the second movie planned out when they made the first.
I didn't think they were going to get that far.
They were like, oh, man, we got to actually do Far, Far Away.
Come out with more stuff. I blew my entire load on that first one.
Yeah, and then they get fucking nominated for best animation.
That movie didn't tank?
I don't know. It even got nominated for best animation.
But, yeah, I want to know how Lord Farquaad became the lord of this Disneyland-esque kingdom. And why did the people actually like him? There's nothing likable about him.
No, he's an asshole.
Like, clearly he
wasn't
was like,
it like a field of sunflowers or some shit, too.
Yeah.
Like out in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, it was simple. He entertained them.
That's true.
They were watching blood sports.
I guess he was a tyrant, too, because the whole holding a card that they have to applaud or ooh or whatever whenever he held it up makes me think he might be a little tyrannical.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would just like to see how he got that kingdom because he doesn't have any marketable skills. I don't know how he could have became the leader of the place.
Some of you will die, and that is a price that I am willing to pay.
He probably just had an army from his father and just used it to conquer, you know.
Maybe that could add to the story.
Are you saying that he got a small loan of $1 million
and a couple cows?
Invested it wisely and...
After 15 years, made $1.2 million.
No, I think it was a small loan of a few guys with swords and, you know, turned that into a kingdom.
And then he had, what, like 12 other cities that all burned to the ground? And
yeah, during the gingerbread wars.
During the gingerbread wars.
I'm telling you, the gingerbread wars caused everything.
I think so. They were the keepers of the peace of the realm.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Them and the Lord Muffin Man.
Lord Muffin Man actually owned all the kingdoms before the fall.
Well, yeah. So that's my pitch, is I would just like to see more about Farquaad, see how he got the kingdom, because I know it can't have been a conventional way. He had to have done something either shady or given the kingdom or something. And I found Duloc very fascinating with the way that they portrayed the city, just with, you know, the whole it's a small world.
That was really funny.
Telling the history of Duloc.
After all, that was really funny. That scene.
Wipe your face.
Perhaps he created a beloved IP and used that to aggressively buy out other companies, such like a favorite company in real life of J. Fred's.
Rebuttal.
Shut up.
Now pause though.
That was a good rebuttal. Onward.
Yep, that was my well thought out response.
You're lame.
You're a doo-doo head.
You're a poopy.
It's not poopy, you're poopy.
may I offer a rebuttal?
No.
No, you.
Ooh.
Oh my. That is a heavy one.
Me. No, you.
Reverse Uno card. Magic cylinder.
Pick number
three. Magic cylinder.
Final rebuttal.
You can't beat that one.
Me. No one.
I hate you all.
Game up with Spider-Man's pointing.
I'm sorry, did you say no one? Just really shook.
They shook each other's hand.
You had to.
So, is J. Fred the Muffin Man or not?
100%.
How good are you making muffins?
How good are you at wizardry?
I'm not good at baking or cooking in any
How good are you? How good are you?
Let's put it this way. I burned a Hot Pocket.
I don't think I've done that. I have burned grilled cheese multiple times.
I mean, that's reasonable, but a Hot Pocket you just throw in the microwave. It's a little harder.
Yeah.
Unless you make your grilled cheese in the microwave, then we need to have a serious talk, Jaybird.
Oh, no. That, no.
I leave mine on the sidewalk.
I mean, in summer in Texas,
that'll work. Yeah, I mean, I would have gone for the hood of the car, but I mean, hey, you do you, man.
That always explains the gritty taste to it every time I eat it.
Yeah, the gravel. It just, it's good. It mashes up the food in your stomach. Yeah.
And the bird poop.
That's socks.
Oh. That's socks. I mean, I like to think you clean your grill, so maybe you should just clean the surface you're eating or cooking on, Juan.
What am I, hello? Clean the earth?
A dirty bitch.
Hello? All right, Derek, what's your pitch?
Yeah, so, you know, there's Shrek, and he's going about his morning, getting ready for the day, and then, you know, he goes on with his day, and no one shows up, no one does anything. It's We watch an hour and a half of What an Ogre Does, you know? No, I'm kidding. This isn't my pitch.
Isn't that a Shrek 4?
So you know how, for my pitch, you know how Shrek, like, at times it'll zoom out of, like, it's almost like it's a book being told, like a storybook?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be like that at first, and, you know, I don't know why, but let's say it falls on the ground and it opens up or whatever. So it's sitting there on the floor, open, and then another book falls off the shelf and falls smack on top of it, but they're both open, touching each other. And this other book, I know someone said it earlier, I heard the name, but is the Brothers Grimm version of the fairy tale. And so now the Shrek characters have to, like, come face to face with the darker versions of themselves.
Ooh, like a dark reflection.
Instead of Puss in Boots, it's the Hound in Sandals.
And so Shrek and Donkey and the gang, you know, while fighting off all these and avoiding and going circumventing different circumstances with these evil ones, are trying to get to where the Brothers Grimm are so that they can, like, figure out what's going on and get them to leave and whatever they do. I don't know.
So what would be the opposite of a donkey? Would it just be a horse?
I mean, I think they're just darker tails. I don't think they're just opposites.
Yeah, they're not polar opposites. Like... They're just more, usually a lot more sinister. Like,
probably a pony.
Yeah, ponies are pretty evil.
No.
I mean, if you want like the opposite of donkey, you just go with like flesh eating unicorn or some shit.
Hell
like,
yeah!
But that's mythical, you know. I don't know. I don't know if that's
a talking donkey's
opposite.
Not, bro.
I mean, I don't know. Flesh eating unicorn
dragon's
show doesn't
not,
sound
an
as good.
An ogre's not like those are all mythical.
No, they're fantastical.
Same.
Really, don't give me that look.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're fantastical.
That'd be interesting, though. They're just going through and they keep interacting with people whose tails are a little darker than theirs.
Yeah, they keep just showing up who are a little worse off. Like, you know, like the wolf that. Is it the same wolf that did the Three Little Pigs and the Red Riding Hood? I don't remember.
Is that canon?
Did both of them.
I don't know. I mean, we saw the Three Little Pigs, but they didn't seem to have any animosity towards the wolf.
That wolf was definitely the grandma wolf.
Yeah, that wolf was definitely playing grandma. But I don't think it was like same wolf of the Three Little Pigs.
The wolf sees like an.
I was just trying to remember if the pigs had any dynamic with him that would have been like that. Either way, but
he's like, oh my god, what did you do to grandma?
Obviously, that wolf is going to be a lot more like vicious looking compared to the one of Shrek's friends, you know, dressed as a grandma. Have like the stepsisters show up, but you know, maybe they're missing their eyes or something like that.
Why not just the stepsisters in general?
Because it makes it darker when they're missing their eyes.
Well, that just seems gruesome.
That just seems more.
Have you not read the Brothers Grimm versions?
Yeah.
They are very dark and gruesome and morbid. Like, people die and stuff.
Didn't they cut off pieces of their toes so it fit in the glass slipper?
Yeah, when they wanted the glass slipper to fit, they start mutilating and fucking up their feet to make sure it would fit in there. How that didn't break the glass slipper, I don't fucking know. You know, you're shoving your foot in something that doesn't fit, but...
Once
Cinderella got married to the prince, like, they had... Like, the stepmom and the stepsisters, like, had their eyes pecked out by ravens.
Jesus.
Or by crows or something.
Yeah,
that's metal as heck.
Yeah, that's pretty metal.
That's metal as heck.
That's what I would do with my enemies.
Fucking metal, So yeah, they're a lot darker, but I mean they're interesting. So it'd be interesting to see like how much darker could they take Rumpelstiltskin than he already kind of was.
He's even more uglier. That's it.
Even more uglier.
Wow.
Yeah, because that was his big problem in the Shrek movie was that he was ugly. Yep. You think ugly people are always the bad guy? That's fucked up.
I mean, that's not what I'm saying.
Check yourself.
So wait, Juan, do you think you're a good guy or a bad guy?
Ooh. I like to say I'm somewhere in the middle. I like to that's believe fair. That. At least that's what my mama says.
He is sinister.
But you're an okay guy?
My mama said.
You're all right, I guess.
You
aight. You okay?
The Shrek Grimm.
I like that one, though. When I thought you were talking about like going gritty stories, I thought they just like started meeting like Edgar Allan Poe movies and stories, and it's just fucking like American Gothic and shit like that.
I keep hearing donkey's heart under the floorboards.
The fucking knights come and knock. And it's Puss in Boots. It's like, he's under the floorboards. He starts fucking ripping, fucking beats out Donkey's heart.
Wow.
So would like Lord Farquaad be like the Count of Monte Cristo, where he just solves all of his problems by trapping him in the cellar and building a wall?
It'd be the Red Mask or something like that. The Red Hood or something like that.
That's a DC character.
He did solve his problems.
It's like the Red Death. I think it's like the Red Death or something like that. The one also where it's like this character. Guy. It's like an Edgar Allan Poe movie where an Edgar Allan Poe story where like this red. It's like a masquerade and like this red.
Red Death.
Like a red. Is it the Red Death?
Yeah. The Mask of the Red Death.
Mask of the Red Death. Yeah, and it's like this guy that just walks in and just kills everybody, just because he's there.
Trying to tell us something, Juan?
Huh?
Huh?
I'm trying to enlighten you on Edgar Allan Poe.
So should I invite you to my ball or should I not? I'm getting mixed signals here.
Well, that depends. What kind of a ball do you want it to be?
Oh.
Oh. Well,
that's a good point. I'll see where I am on that day. See how I'm feeling.
That's fair. That's what masquerade. I try to do.
Masquerade.
Welcome to the masquerade.
If you see Juan, though, you should probably be working. Oh man. All right. Well, that was our movie pitches.
Hello there. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jim.
From Dad's Doing Nerd Shit.
We are three dads recording a podcast about the shit we love and whatever catches our attention.
In the past, we've touched on everything from the MCU to cyberpunk, even cast iron pans.
And honestly, my personal favorite, what would movies look like if you replaced most of the cast with Muppets?
We know we aren't the best at this podcasting thing. But if you make it through our technical difficulties,
we will think you are pretty cool.
New episodes go live Monday mornings on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
We can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
So roll the dice and join us as we discuss the things we love and the culture around being a nerd.
Next up is our favorite movie segment. This is where we like take the time to gush about our favorite movies, characters, and endings, or take the time to rage about stuff that never made sense to us in the franchise, like Lord Farquaad and his whole deal. So, first up is going to be Jayfred.
Yeah, so the only good movie in the series is the first one, period.
I was about to say, there's only one.
Why are you so wrong? End of
story. I always knew you were wrong, but I didn't realize you were this wrong.
So what you're telling me is you and I disagree and you think I'm the one who's wrong.
Yes.
Okay. So you know that's not the way it is, right?
Fundamentally, I think you are wrong because you are wrong.
Who has what disagree. Stance?
Jayfred's an asshole.
I mean, that's true.
Ow.
What'd you say, Derek?
I missed it. I was trying to figure out what was the argument
about
here?
The fact that Shrek 1 is the only good Shrek movie.
Thank you. Like, Shrek is the first one's the only great one. I'll say the second one wasn't bad. The rest of them were pretty bad.
The second
one
wasn't bad. The second one isn't terrible, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not on the same level for sure.
I would say the first Shrek was good, maybe even great. And then the second one was like barely mediocre.
Wow. How could you say something so bold? He's so controversial.
I'd say, yeah, going from like a 9.5 to like a 6.5, and then the rest are like 5.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I feel like after 2, yeah, after 2, they started tanking.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
I remember the first time I saw 3, it was on the bootleg version, and you could see people.
I remember those.
Even worse.
I remember those.
Some guy at my dad's work was selling for like $3.
I remember that. Dude, I had fucking Shark Tales for that, and it was pirated in Mexico.
Movie?
I just fucking like Shark Tales. I liked Shark Tales. I like Shark Tales, Toy Story, Shark Tales, Toy Story, and then Shrek.
Cannot believe you put Shark Tales in the same
right.
Like, what do you want to your favorites? But Shark Tale, yeah, and you keep saying Shark Tales.
Is it Shark Tale?
Yeah.
Oops. Anyways,
but who loves that movie? Okay.
Anyways, the point one of is the
best movies.
Can I get to my point?
I don't know. Can you?
Sounds like the point is that able to? It was a pirated movie that I got from Mexico, and it was the seahorse race part. And this guy decided to get up in front of the camera guy and fucking stand there for a good like minute and a half. And I'm like, now I don't know what the fuck is happening in this scene because I'm only watching this dude's ass. I hated it. I dislike.
Dislike.
Pirated movies.
Cancel subscription.
Are they really worth it? Yes. Yes, they are.
So, moving on from Jayfred and his obvious wrong opinions.
But he didn't even get to say why he thought it was the best.
Here we go. Brandon's about to say
on a tirade after. About all the other ones being bad.
I mean, because really just not said.
Here we go. Here we go. Brandon's about to say Forever After. Here we go.
That's not how that works. You're supposed to tell us a little bit about why you like it so much.
Brace yourself.
It's not so much that I love that movie, but it was good and the others not so much.
All right. Yeah, I mean,
now you're kind of wrong.
Cause yeah, I see what you mean. The first one was really, it was like the best one out of the whole movies, but like, I feel like the first one, they kind of knew what they didn't really expect it to go farther than that. And then 2, they're like, all right, now we got to go all fucking out because we already set the bar in the first one.
Pretty much. And they definitely failed to even match it,
I hate this guy. I hate this guy.
So he's just being, he's being a real dick today.
It's not unlike any other day when I disagree with people because I'm the same way regardless. So
anyway, this is the last time you'll ever hear from Jay, the engineer, on this
podcast. Can you at least tell us your favorite character?
Depends on kind of the category, but I'm going to say overall, probably Shrek.
Shrek?
Yeah. Shrek. Understand. Definitely.
Yeah, it's a very Shrek approach to talking about your favorite movie in the franchise.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's definitely the character I relate to the most, so.
So you have layers?
Swamps?
Sure. Swamps. No, layers.
Ogres have layers like onions, yes.
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 What about cake?
Ogres are like onions.
No, not cake.
I love that scene. Ogres are like onions, and he riffs it, and he passes it to donkeys. He's like, they stink?
Oh, you leave them out in the sun too long, and they start sprouting little white heads.
No, they have layers.
See, when you said layers, I was thinking like, caves,
yeah.
Layers, L-A-I-R-S.
Anyways.
Brandon, your favorite.
Brandon, favorite. All right,
so mine is actually the Shrek holiday special.
Oh, good.
Icky. At that point, just fucking say the ride at Universal.
I'm kidding.
Shrek the musical?
Yes. Actually, my favorite is Shrek, but I'm going to let someone else actually go over, so I'll go Shrek 2, because I really enjoyed that as a kid. I enjoyed pretty much all the stupid stuff that for a kid. I really liked Puss in Boots. I enjoyed the Puss in Boots movie when I was young.
You're a simian. You're a lower level.
I thought he was funny. So yes. And my favorite character is Puss in Boots. So deal with it, Juan.
God damn it, dude. Why is everybody taking my shit?
This might be the nerd of all trades. We're all just carving such severe lines today.
Right. So my favorite movie is Shrek Forever After. My favorite character is the chef. That's it. Let's go. No, that's not it. So
it'll be a short episode today.
My favorite one is, I really don't like 3, so my favorite one is 2. I don't even remember what the fuck happens in 3. What the hell happens in 3?
That's the King Arthur one. It wasn't very good.
It's the King Arthur one, right? I didn't like that one. Well, actually, I take that back. The one thing that I liked about 3 was when they go to high school. And he's like, they're like, where are we? And Shrek is like, my palms are sweaty. This is high school. And I was like, yes, that is high school.
His knees were weak.
So that's the only part that I kind of, the whole high school scene is the only part that I like about 3. So that's not my favorite movie. Number 2 is my favorite movie.
Were his arms heavy?
Was there vomit on his vest already?
Mom's spaghetti.
Sorry, well, I had to.
That's what I was going for like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I figured. And I was like, should I say it? I shouldn't say it. Should I say it? I shouldn't say it. Should I say it? Fuck it, I'll say it.
So this is the final. Thanks for being on the episode. Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's, he says it at the end, like the very end, but it cuts off, so it's just ma. Ma. Yes.
And then they're all like, what about mom? What about mom? Is she okay?
Find out next time on Nerd of All Trades.
Yeah, my favorite one's going to be Shrek 2. Just because, like, I liked Fiona's parents, and I like the scene in the fucking where they're at the dining room table, and they're just all fucking looking at each other, ripping shit off food. They're fucking like really aggressively eating food. That was my favorite scene. And then the whole battle at the end against the fairy godmother was really cool. And then Mongo was cool. And then finally meeting the legendary Muffin Man. That was the best.
Finally out, away from the war camps.
Finally. Fucking General Muffin Man. He a niche boy. But yeah, what else did I like about 2? What else was there in 2? The fucking, the potion scene where they're like in the fucking, the potion factory and they start like dropping everything. And fucking Puss in Boots is like going up to catch the fucking potion that they need. That was the best scene. And then obviously the fucking the cops reference. The cops reference is never going to get topped in any other fucking animated movie. And my favorite character.
It's a pretty bold stance you're taking there.
What? The cops scene?
Reference is never going to be topped by any other animated movie.
Never. Never ever.
All right. Wow.
Like, what's the qualification, though? Like, does it have to be like a really good reference? Or is it just like a moment in a movie?
Yes. Yes.
Alrighty then.
So if you have a better animated moment that you think, or animated reference that you think is better than that one, go ahead and let us know.
Please do.
Favorite character. See, I really want to say Puss in Boots as well. Fuck it. We're gonna go with Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots is the fucking best. His little cat face that he does.
Yeah, so Shrek 2 is your favorite?
Shrek 2 is my favorite. See, I'm still firmly on the stance that, like, on the first one, they didn't really expect it to go anywhere after that. They're like, fuck it. Just fucking toss that shit in and see what happens. And then it gets nominated for Best Animation. And so it's like,
who
shit.
Who did Jay Fred say his favorite
We gotta
was?
Make a number 2.
we're committed now.
We gotta fucking do this. And so they make number 2. And then from there, it just went downhill. They should have stopped at 2.
Number 2.
They should have stopped at 2. I hate you. I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
It took you a while to get the joke.
No, because I heard it afterwards. After like I processed what you said under your breath, like over.
It wasn't under my breath.
Well, I was talking and like I couldn't hear you very well, and then I heard make number 2.
Number 2.
Poop joke. Poop joke. Funny. Funny.
You ruined it.
I hate you all.
All of you are awful.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I hate the player and the game.
That's fair. I respect that.
I hate the game that ever brought the player into this area.
Also fair.
Tyler, favorite movie? Favorite character? Favorite movie, why is it Shrek Forever After? And favorite character, why is it Rumpelstiltskin? Goose.
I haven't seen Shrek Forever After, so it'd be hard to choose that one.
Goose.
Actually, more importantly, favorite movie, the holiday special, favorite character, Shrek's Kid 3.
Actually, I'm a fan of the book. Yeah, I feel like it's Shrek in his purest form.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
shut up.
He literally earlier today was like, Brandon, did you know Shrek was a book?
Shut up.
I'm kidding. It's Shrek the Musical.
Yeah, better be.
Like, hey Brandon, I think we have a new hipster in our midst.
I actually did hear Shrek on Ice was good.
See, the acceptable answers would have been Shrek the Musical or Shrek the Ride at Universal. Only appropriate answers.
Sorry, I haven't gone to Universal. Not all of us are lucky as you.
I'm sorry. I just assumed that everybody's gone to Universal. Who here hasn't gone to Universal? Raise your hand. Ah, I'm the only one.
Everybody here except for you.
Derek, have you gone to Universal? Please say yes.
Like, ever in my life?
Yeah, Universal Studios. Have you ever gone?
Yeah.
There we go.
Damn.
There we go.
We're supposed to be United Front, Derek. Thanks a lot.
There's actually a really cool fucking Megatron that comes out sometimes. All
right, I'm not going to be disloyal to
you. Yeah, it's really cool.
They've done me no wrong.
They've done me no wrong.
That you know of.
I love Universal.
Yeah, I love Universal. I love Universal and, like, Disney.
Name five of the movies now. Go.
Name five of them.
One, Land Before Time. Two, Land Before Time.
Cheater. Such a cheater.
Over the hedge. No.
Over the hedge. Like, you don't even say Land Before Time 5. It's just Over the Hedge.
Yeah, he had to throw something in there to be a little bit different.
I mean, Over the Hedge was DreamWorks, but...
It's still a Universal. It still counts.
I don't really know what all counts under the Universal umbrella.
No, they're just
anything that isn't Disney.
I'm about to say, well, at this point... Oh, if we're talking about stuff specific to the park, Harry Potter 1, Harry Potter 2, Harry Potter
3. Oh, shit, yeah, that's right. And then Over the Hedge. You got to have Over the Hedge.
I don't even know if that's a thing in Universal.
No, there is no... There's not even a smidgen of reference to Over the Hedge.
Why
it was just one of the easiest dreams.
Not even like a hedge that just says Over the Hedge.
Wow.
What about Cats and Dogs, man?
Oh, shit, my God. Dude, I loved Cats and Dogs.
I don't know if that was Universal or not, but it was an old movie I used to love.
Can't believe you just invoked Cats and Dogs.
Right, and then they came out with that shitty other Cats and Dogs movie that had nothing to do with the original Cats and Dogs. Yeah. Icky.
Didn't they come out with a third one recently?
Yeah, I think the third one was the one that didn't...
That was the trash one.
Yeah, because Cats and Dogs 2 was still kind of good. Kind of.
Is that how you really feel?
What a weird time.
It's up there with Underdog.
Oh my God. Jeff Goldblum did a voice in Cats and Dogs. What in the world?
Who did?
Jeff Goldblum.
What? Oh yeah, wasn't he... I think he was like the head dog. Like the head dog. He was like a... I think it was like the... Basically, like, fuck, I can't not make another Rocky. Like,
no, he was one of the humans.
Well, he was one of the humans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sniffed.
Tobey Maguire was the head dog.
It was Tobey Maguire? This is just blowing my mind.
Are you sure he wasn't the character Up Dog?
What's Up Dog?
Why?
Yes!
Yeah!
Got you!
Why even feed into that? Why even feed into that as a joke?
Yeah.
I hate all of you guys.
Honestly, I was curious what was going to happen, and the reaction didn't disappoint, so I don't have any regrets about that.
So did you say your favorite movie, or were you just fucking sitting here?
Is that what we're talking about? My favorite Cats and Dogs movie is Cats and Dogs.
Not Cats and Dogs! What is your favorite early 2000s talking animal movie, and why is it Underdog?
It's Finding Nemo.
No, like talking animal, like actual physical animals that are just like they
like for reals.
Yeah, IRL, IRL.
I don't know. Do the thumb people from Spy Kids count?
No, they don't count because they don't talk.
That's why they don't count.
Yes, that's why they don't count.
Do you count?
Sometimes I ask myself that.
Anyway, hanging out with Eeyore too much. So, my favorite movie is probably the first one. I mean, I really enjoyed Trek 2 also, and I liked all the references and how far away it was.
Actually, like, far away.
Like Hollywood and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it was like Hollywood, yeah.
That was really entertaining.
Yeah.
But the first one's just hard to beat. I mean, everything about it was on point. The references, the dynamic between Donkey... Shrek and Fiona was amazing. Mm-hmm. Lord Farquaad was impeccable.
It was a good villain.
Soundtrack was pretty great.
Pretty good. Yeah, soundtrack was good.
Soundtrack was fucking amazing.
And then at the end as well, with more Smash Mouth.
All Smash Mouth.
Bet you thought we were done with Smash Mouth, but we're doubling down on Smash Mouth.
All Smash Mouth all the time.
Jeez. chicka chicka. I chicka chicka too quick.
Bo bo.
But yeah, no. So I think the Shrek one's just my favorite. I mean, it's a great introduction into that world. And I love that it deconstructed the fairy tales. Like, mm-hmm. another movie that it reminds me of is Hoodwinked. And I love how Hoodwinked deconstructs fairy tales, and Shrek walked so that Hoodwinked could run. And we can't deny that. And Duloc and Brandon told me that Lord Farquaad is possibly based off of the guy that was the head of Disney at the time, Eisner. And so they were saying that his name was supposed to be an approximation of Fuckwad, because that's how the guy that made Shrek felt about him.
If you say his name quickly, it sounds like Fuckwad.
And so I aspire to be that little petty in my life where I base an entire character in a movie I create off of a former boss I hate.
The movie that gets nominated for awards.
It won an Academy Award.
Right, dude. And I remember this because I looked it up whenever I learned that it did get nominated. Actually, like, saved two spots in like, the theater to specifically, like, put Shrek and Donkey in, like, tuxedos and, like, sitting down, like, basically accepting the fucking award. And it was so funny. I was like, there's no fucking way.
They're there. Shrek-y. You can't see them, but they're there.
Fucking Shrek.
They should have put in Lord Farquaad's mascot, dude.
I love that mascot.
I'm not trying to hurt you. I love Duloc, and the whole thing with the donkey and the dragon was weird. And
yeah.
It was wacky. It totally turned all the fairy tales in your head. You know, it really appealed to me on so many different levels. You know, it's humor. It's animation, it's story. So you got to go with the first one. Like I said, I really enjoyed the second one as well. I thought it was better than some people think it is, apparently. but it's hard to beat that first one.
It is. It is hard to beat it, yeah. I'm not going to deny that. It is hard to beat.
Then favorite character? That's kind of hard because I know who's not.
You know who's not your favorite character? Yes. Who's not your favorite character?
Donkey. Yeah.
Donkey, you don't like Eddie Murphy?
I like him, but he gets really old. It gets really old really fast for me.
As Donkey, that's understandable.
Are you saying you're Donkey?
No, I'm saying like Eddie Murphy as Donkey.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. He just always talking. So it just
he always does, but for some reason, it's not as continuously funny when he's Donkey as when he's doing like his stand up.
Although I did love his cameo in the Father of the Pride episode where Donkey showed up.
Yes.
Yeah. Where they were like, it's a celebrity, it's Donkey from Shrek. And it was actually Eddie Murphy as Donkey. And I was just like, what the fuck is happening? I couldn't process corporate synergy at the time.
What reference was that in?
There was a whole episode about Donkey coming to Siegfried and Roy's village. And so the guy that was in charge of the Father of the Pride, I think he was trying to set up so he could meet Donkey for his kids, because he was telling his kids that he was friends with Donkey. And so he was like pretending, and Donkey was like, he threw him a bone. And he's like, oh yeah, we're best buds. I think he kidnapped someone that was another Donkey, but he didn't sound like Eddie Murphy at all. And he tried to pass it off too. It was weird. Father of the Pride was an interesting show. But yeah, I mean, as far as favorites go, kind of want to go Farquaad, honestly.
Farquaad.
Yeah. I love
him. You love to hate. Makes sense.
Yeah, you just love to hate him. Like, there's nothing wrong with hating that guy.
Everything he does is just amazing. And I loved when some of you will die, and that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Yep.
Honestly, like, watching Shrek the first one again, like, after you understand those jokes and, like, you get the adult jokes and stuff like that, it just makes it, like, 10 times better afterwards. It's like, it ages like fine wine.
that's what makes it so good, because as a kid, you enjoy it, and then as an adult, you still enjoy it. That's the staying power of animated movies. If they don't have those adult, like, mm-hmm. adult moments that you won't see as a kid, animation wouldn't work as well.
True.
But yeah, no, I'd probably go Farquaad. I was telling Brandon, I was reading about Shrek, the fourth Shrek, where Shrek just wants to be in a swamp and he wants to be himself again, like a bachelor. Yeah. And I was really surprised they had Fiona as an ogre, and she was leading like an ogre resistance against Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
And it was really weird because I was like, why wouldn't they bring in Farquaad and they actually got married, and she was like in a loveless marriage that Shrek had to save her from. And like the, maybe like the curse was still going, yeah, even though Farquaad was married to her, because it wasn't ever true love's first kiss.
Right. Yeah. Dang, poor Farquaad. Yeah, because he didn't really want to marry Fiona. He just wanted to be king.
He had to marry her.
Exactly. Exactly. So he just wanted to be.
He did want to marry her. He just didn't love her.
Not for the good reasons.
Yeah.
He just wanted the bag.
Also, his style was on point. You see that bedroom?
Right.
Wow.
That zebra print bedspread. I was about to go pick one up right after I watched the movie.
Or even start on his fashionable hairdo.
The fucking mama bear fucking rug that he has. That did you sad. Notice that? Yeah, that was really sad.
But when he and then he
legs on the horse, man.
I mean, that was a smart play. I was like, that's actually a good idea. If you're that short, you should probably do something like that if you want to command get more people to be like, oh wow, look at this guy. Although I don't know what he thought was going to happen, because eventually she was going to see he was short.
Yeah,
but yeah. And then the whole scene with him and Gingy was just amazing.
When they first pull him off that horse to stand next to her.
Oh, yeah. That was really funny.
I love when she pushes in the wedding cake. She pushes his little figure down since he's short.
But didn't they have him stand on like a little step ladder at the wedding?
Yeah.
I think it was a step stool. Yeah. Because he couldn't quite, like, I think, couldn't he, like, not he quite reach her gaze? Or like.
She's so much taller. I mean, she was tall.
That's true, yeah. Before she was an ogre.
Yeah, she was tall both before ogre and after ogre.
B-O and A-O. Yeah, they didn't make those. All right, Derek, what about you? What's your favorite movie and favorite character?
Yeah, what's your favorite movie? Why is your favorite forever after? And why is your favorite character on Persona Skin?
Too much.
Talking over one. But... yeah, it's probably the first one. I mean, for a lot of the reasons that have already been said, you know, I had a great soundtrack. That was the type of music my parents listened to, so I was very familiar with Smash Mouth by that point. So
I awesome. Didn't even know who the fuck Smash Mouth was before this movie.
And what about after?
No.
I mean, again, the references were on point. Like, I thought the cast did a really great job. It had a lot of jokes, and it does age really well, because like you can go and watch it later, and like every time you rewatch it, you understand more of the jokes because you're older each time. And it's infinitely better every time. And I mean, the animation's dated, but it holds up not too bad for how old it is. And
yeah, it was definitely better than I expected when I was rewatching it.
It's watchable.
Definitely is, yeah.
And yeah, like it was cleverly designed, like with all the fairy tales, and then meshing it all together and introducing like a lot of different levels of comedy. But overall, that one was probably my favorite.
This is my
I mean, I really only liked the first one, the second one. Third one was kind of ass, and the fourth one I wasn't a big fan of. So there's not a whole lot of competition, but
I don't even think they should have made the third one. They should just stop that too.
Yeah,
but you said you liked the fourth one.
Did I say that? What was the fourth one?
I want the Resistance
with Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah,
I hate the fourth one.
You hate the fourth one?
No, it's the worst. It's the worst one.
You talk about it a lot for hating it.
No, just trying to get people to hate the person that actually likes the Rumpelstiltskin one.
But favorite character? It's honestly probably a toss up between Donkey and Gingy.
Gingy.
I don't get tired of Eddie Murphy like that, especially not as Donkey. Probably because I have every line to the Shrek movie memorized, so.
Jayford,
as I'm watching test. It, I can like fucking go along with it, and I like always know what Donkey's gonna say next, and I find it hilarious even to this day. Like, he's pretty entertaining in that. But then Gingy's just amazing.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the Gingerbread Man.
I love in the second one when he gets boosted up to the Colossus size, like when he's like fucking destroying shit and they're launching catapults at him. And his gun drop buttons. And then, you know, obviously the famous waterboarding. Super small and getting tortured. Like, it's terrible, but it's hilarious.
It is. I like that.
He's just a hilarious character overall. Like, I love Gingy.
He's a really funny character. I like that his fucking Lord Farquaad's torture method for Gingy is just dunking him in milk.
I feel like there was one monster. Where, like, Poor Gingy. That with Krampus.
Poor Gingy.
Eat me.
Oh yeah, doesn't he spit at him? And then he just ends up throwing him away in the garbage.
I'm not the monster here, you are. You and all the rest of this fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you. Oh man, that hurt my voice. I can't do that again.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier when I was trying to do it.
Man. Class.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Who lives on Drury Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Every time you do that, it hits red immediately.
I'm going to get a headache from
that. Look at that spike.
I feel like it's probably going to be pretty distorted in the playback.
People are going to be watching this, or people are going to be listening to this in their car, and their window is just going to crack.
Dogs are going to start barking. Cats are going to start getting all that hunched back and like looking around.
Babies are going to start screaming.
Yeah, like.
Yep. That happens. You know?
I think one of the best parts about Gingy is the fact that. And the second one, you see him, and he actually has like stitches.
Yes,
he does. He does have stitching on his feet.
With, like frosting.
Yeah, he does.
I was trying that was in the first one or the second one. I couldn't remember.
Poor Gingy.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was like, it's like one of those small pieces of continuity.
It's like a crutch.
Yeah, at the end of the first one, he does because he has only one of his legs at that time. That's so he's got a candy cane, and then the second one, you see, he's got both. It's like one of my favorite parts of continuity. It just
the continuity in fucking Shrek is sometimes really good.
Although you know what, honorable mention, the three blind mice were kind of entertaining too. Yeah.
Hey, look, I smell cheese.
He bites Shrek's ear.
They're just wandering around, and he's trying to get them, and they're just like turning perfectly, just looking around like idiots.
I love when he looks in his bedroom and the wolf is just there and he's just like, what's up?
Hello.
No princesses on the table.
Oh yeah, they just dump all his food on the ground and put it on the table.
Well, the man's occupying. Also, if Lord Farquaad had chosen Snow White, this would have been a lot shorter film.
It would have been a lot.
He just had to choose the one person.
I mean, did you see the graphics, though? Right. The way they did that castle and then the swirling lava?
That was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Fiona wasn't the most attractive one there, I still would have chosen her because of the graphics.
She has the coolest animations.
I felt a part of it. Like when he, like, it's like shielding his face from the heat. Yeah. Also, can we get a talk show where the mirror is just a talk show host? I love Mirror.
Who voices the mirror?
I think it was Chris Miller.
Was it?
I guess who it was.
I'll look it up.
I'm on it.
Fact check it.
Put me in, coach.
Let's see it.
Larry King played one of the ugly stepsisters in the second one.
Really? Larry King?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Larry King.
Yeah, Chris Miller is Magic Mirror.
Chris
He did a good job. Yeah, the dude that did Gingy also did Muffin Man and Mungo.
He voiced all
he
the
cornered the market.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
He did Muffin Mongo. Man and who?
Mongo. The big Mongo. Gingerbread man.
No. Didn't they pour like hot chocolate or something on him?
They pour like hot
chocolate. Oh, he had like the hair.
Hot milk on him.
He just had the hair.
Yeah, he just gets the hair. He's like, it just made it angry.
Such luscious locks.
And then even like at the end of the movie, they like they do like that song bit of like what was the song that they were singing?
Which one?
I forget which fucking song they start singing at the end of the second one, but it shows Mongo like in the fucking
in the water.
Singing as well.
I loved when Snow White that was singing and she was singing with all the animals and she also then launched in the immigrant song.
She did start singing. Yeah, she did also start singing the immigrant song.
She just launches it. That was like the best. I was like, yes, here we go.
That was a really.
I wonder if I feel like the immigrant song probably wasn't used as much until that happened.
No, like I think the last. And then, like, fucking, the only other one that I can think of is, like, fucking Thor Ragnarok using an immigrant song. Dun, 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 dun.
Amazing. It's just a good franchise.
It is. It is.
For the first half, apparently. from what I've been told. And I guess for the first quarter for some people.
I like bits and pieces of the third one. But yeah, it definitely, like, tapers out after the first one.
We're giving it all we got, Captain, but we have no more. Please stop. You're not allowed out here until you give me a movie. I don't care how bad it is.
It better be nominated again.
Yeah, it'll be nominated for a Razzie. Icky. All right, well, those were our favorite movies and characters, constructs, and the like. Next up is our audience questions segment. So we like to bring all of you into our Maelstrom of Madness. So we ask for questions from our patrons like you for the crew to answer about this week's topic.
Like today.
We're looking like questions, yo.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask you to step down from your position.
Do they look like questions, though?
You know, one of these doesn't even have a question mark.
So, Donkey and Dragon. How does that happen?
I knew that was going to be the first one.
Well, when a daddy donkey and a mommy dragon really love each other, or, you know, just want to have fun.
Are bored one night.
Yeah.
Life.
Life. The real
they decided to roll the dice. And
they rolled wrong.
Yeah. They lost.
My grandparents had a farm. And they did have a donkey.
Oh, my God.
Gentlemen, you're forgetting the obvious answer.
And it goes to the bathroom out in the open space, so, you know.
You guys are all forgetting the obvious answer.
Learn things about barnyard animals, Tyler.
We need Derek to talk about this farm. We need Derek to talk about this trauma.
Tell us about your farm trauma.
You learn things about barnyard animals, Tyler.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I can tell you just how it works with a dragon, but you're not going to like the answer.
This is fucking weird.
All right, so we got the typical what a daddy donkey and a mommy dragon like each other. We got the.
I wasn't even a donkey. He was thinking about it. He was really small for a donkey.
It's more of a mule.
He was like, yeah, let's say even then, like he's a midget mule, like
or a
very small.
Little Sebastian.
Or if you're more, what's it called? If you're more like intellectual, a burra. Which is a little bit smaller than a donkey.
Yeah. I was like, you know, the people are about the same size as Shrek. Mm-hmm. So we know he's not the size of a real ogre. And then donkey, he's not the size of anywhere near a horse. He's like a dog size. So we know, because we know he comes up to on a human a little, like, maybe close to their hip. So it's like.
Yeah.
Like 2.5 feet tall. Like a little toy donkey. Now, how that donkey gets
question.
That dragon?
Was a dragon out of donkey's
that dragon
week?
With all that ass? No. I don't know, dude. But
hands down,
okay.
Hands down.
You guys are all forgetting the obvious answer, and that's life. Life finds a way.
All right, thanks, Malcolm. How about you two? What do you think? The dragon out of donkey's league?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think so,
Sir Brandon.
Gonna on, hard Brandon. Pass on this entire there. Nope.
Come on, Brandon. Sink to our level.
Nope. Nope. Audience got traumatized enough by Derek's farmyards story. I'm a hard pass on that one.
Is this because you have a shrine to the dragon in your bat in your closet?
Yeah, you just neither confirm nor deny it.
Is there a reason you chose to say a hard pass?
I don't know, Jayfred. Is there?
I think my client would like to exercise his Fifth Amendment right.
It'd be a bigger pass, but it's a little cold outside.
I was going to say, if there is, I can't tell, so.
I have performance anxiety. Dick.
Brandon, you already exercised your Fifth Amendment right. You don't need to keep talking.
Well, you're a bad lawyer. You didn't got stop him. Me.
It took a while, but we got him.
We got him, boys. Lock him up.
And that soundbite will come back to haunt me 10 years from now.
And this is an open, closed case.
It'll take 10 years?
That's going on the soundboard, baby.
Dude, that is coming in tomorrow.
Going on the soundboard.
Oh,
I have performance issues.
Anytime someone rolls a nat 1 in D&D, I have performance issues.
Yes.
Poor Brandon. Boiled down to a sound bite.
There, you monsters. You got your funny bit. You happy? You got it. Lightning round.
So none of you, or Brandon, hasn't said anything about how a dragon and a doggy make babies.
Nope.
My client has chosen to exercise his Fifth Amendment rights, and he is not answering this question.
He would incriminate himself. What crimes have you committed with donkeys and dragons?
Hard pass. Keep moving on.
Yep, hard pass. That's what it was.
What about you, Juan?
What about me? Yeah. I already said my thing. Life,
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Finds a way.
Sure. Now we're getting sued. Thanks.
What do you mean? What, they going to trademark that?
Jeff Goldblum's coming after us, dude.
I think he's making well enough money with whatever fucking commercial he's doing right now.
He filed a restraining order. But on the bright side, I got his autograph.
I can sell his restraining order for a fuck ton now. What's the next question?
The next question is, instead of how does a donkey and a dragon make babies, how does a dragon and a donkey make babies?
Are all these questions about...
I will walk off. I will leave this podcast.
Do that, Tyler. Now's your chance.
All these questions are about donkey dragon sex. Go.
Also, would you like to read my fanfic?
That's what I found on the Word document.
Then Shrek says to Donkey, "This is my swamp."
It's all ogre now.
Oh no. That was such a weird time in the internet. Such a weird time.
That's Shrek a word is for life. It.
Shrek is love.
And everybody was just fucking referencing that shit. Such a weird time to be alive.
A weird time to be alive? Like the late
2000s? I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Yeah.
All right, next question. I swear to God. If it's dragon sex.
It's not dragon sex.
We'll all walk off.
So how do two ogres... All right, next question that has 100% less dragon and donkey sex.
I'm almost done.
What's your favorite joke that you recognize now as an adult that you didn't recognize as a kid?
That I didn't recognize? Well, ooh. When I first saw
it. You weren't quite kid-like.
Yeah.
You were.
How old were you when Shrek came out?
13.
Okay. Yeah. Old. You weren't really
old.
Yeah.
Old. So your humor was right there. We were 7.
Oh, you were 7? Okay.
Yeah.
I was 2.
You already said you were 2.
I was 2.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there were any of those jokes that I didn't get the first time I watched it, honestly.
Well, I mean, when I was 7, I didn't really know what waterboarding was, so that's definitely...
Oh, my God. And that's your favorite joke?
I love the Gingy part, dude. That's...
Okay.
That's part of what makes the movie for me. It's one of those.
Yeah, the Gingy part is...
I never understood that it was torture way back in the day, like when I was a little kid. But now that I watch it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen this shit. Like, I fucking get how dark this is.
I know a job opening in Guantanamo if you need it. You like that scene so much, you psychopath.
I remember the first time I was watching that.
Socio at best.
When they did the shine your shoes, wipe your face. I started laughing, and my dad looked at me, and he was like, you know what they were? You know why that's funny? And I was like, yeah, it sounded like they were going to say ass.
They smacked you next week.
Because I said ass.
Because I said ass.
Fool. Yeah, they were talking about face.
Yeah.
Duh. It rhymes.
Wiping your face is a good thing to do. It keeps you clean and hygienic.
What was your favorite joke, Brando?
Think of them. I should have rewatched the movie before this.
I would have to go
with the Merry Men that I can't remember.
Merry Men? Oh, Robin Hood?
Yeah. Wasn't he talking about how the Merry Men didn't like the company of women?
Like
that.
I guess
that's
what it was.
That's right. Oh,
like I definitely wouldn't have gotten that at 7 years old.
Oh, Merry Men. Yep. Monsieur Hood.
Mine would have to be Lord Farquaad's name.
Lord Farquaad's name?
That's true. That is a good one, yeah.
When you put two and two together, that's a really good one.
When you put two and two together, you get a four.
You're like,
I
yeah.
hate you.
Like, I almost want to say I didn't know that until today, but at the same time, I have this faint memory of, like, one of my brothers yelling at the other two of us, calling us Lord Fuckwads. That way he could try and get away with saying it if my parents were around. And it definitely sounds like what David or Dylan would
do. That's exactly what they were trying to get with that fucking name.
Yeah.
My favorite joke was in the first one, and it was a very subtle one. It was when Lord Farquaad is in his bed.
Uh-huh.
And he tells the magic mirror, he's like, turn on the picture for me again. And the mirror gets like a really disgusted look on his face. And he turns on Fiona's face with like somber music in the back. And like Lord Farquaad just like snuggles himself in. And it's supposed to reference that he's about to masturbate.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was my favorite joke. What a guy.
What a guy.
It was a very subtle one. But then whenever I noticed it in the movie, I was like, oh my God. This icky dude.
Oh, yeah. No, I think... Sorry, I got sidetracked on that one. I think my favorite is the... I had to look it up. The compensation joke about Lord Farquaad.
Oh, yeah.
when they get to Duloc.
Yeah, he's like, you think he's compensating?
Maybe he's compensating for something.
And Donkey just like looks at him. He doesn't understand. He just keeps moving. That was pretty funny.
That was a good one.
Yep.
Although I do like, I've always liked the face and ass thing.
Yeah.
Even when I was like seven, I was just like, huh, wait a minute.
He almost said the word.
Why were they bent over when they started saying that? And then they point at their face.
Your face doesn't rhyme with grass.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. Something ain't right.
That was a very John Mulaney sounding voice. Specifically, I can't remember the character's name in Big Mouth, but that's what.
Oh, I'm Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
It's John
Blabberman.
Yeah.
Although I did appreciate how many times Shrek said ass when he was talking about Donkey.
When he was talking, yeah.
As a 7 year old, that was great.
He's like, I have to go save my ass, and I was just like,
he said the word.
He can say that. I can't say that.
Yep.
Yeah, there's just so many good references too. Like it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
I know. I almost said that. I was like, I can't.
The one with the Merry Men.
It's ridiculous.
The one with Robin Hood and the Merry Men and fucking Fiona fighting, and it's like that Matrix reference, and they're like frozen in the air, and Fiona's like still moving perfectly. She fucking kicks them in the face. That's the best.
I did like how she kicked their asses.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I did appreciate that about Fiona, that she was like badass. She just kicked everybody's ass. She didn't worry.
All the freaking princesses, dude, they were just
there was waiting to be unleashed. All right.
This dog.
Next question is, what do you see as the future of Shrek?
Nothing.
Nothing.
In the grave.
In the grave? That seems like a pretty severe reaction.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Similar vein, but as a fond memory.
Yeah, fond memory.
Yeah. Burn it to the ground.
not
talking about like of the franchise or the characters?
The franchise.
Oh, okay. When he said in the grave, and I was thinking like, that's Shrek's future, is you want him in the grave?
I want him dead.
I want him dead. I want his kids born.
Well, your next lines were that, like, so yeah. It was really hard to tell.
No, but no, like, just the franchise as a whole, because, you know, they had the fourth one, mm-hmm. They did Puss in Boots, and they're supposed to do a fifth one, but then it just kind of disappeared as DreamWorks moved on to new IPs. Do you see, like, a resurgence of Shrek? Because I think I feel like I've heard rumors over the past couple of years of them thinking about rebooting it.
I really hope they don't.
I was going to say, I don't think they should.
Yeah, agreed. I think they should keep it as a fond memory. Like, it is what it is.
You want a fond memory?
Here.
You don't want to just buy every single... You don't want to buy every single copy and just fucking put it in a dump and burn it?
Not a mourning of death, but a celebration of life is what I'm trying to say.
He's still talking about a funeral.
God damn, Juan.
Put him in the dirt. Never take him out. Never reboot.
Put him in a body bag.
Yes, finally. That's what has been missing. All right, so seems like we want it to stay a beloved memory and not ruin it by trying to do something new.
Not at all. I don't want it to get ruined.
Okay.
Tainted by reality.
Are you guys going to see Shrek the Musical?
No.
No.
Undecided.
Undecided.
I heard, what's
is it because you don't like musicals, or is it because you don't want to see Shrek the Musical?
What's the reviews on it?
Answer to your question, both.
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 What are the reviews? Yet again, you are so wrong. Musicals are amazing.
Musicals, honestly, I'm with Jay Frontis.
And that
this
is
one.
Your opinion.
No, it's actually on Netflix.
It's the correct opinion.
No.
Yep.
You said it's on Netflix?
No. Yeah.
Maybe I would have a better view of musicals if I hadn't been forced to watch The Sound of Music 10 times.
By who?
School.
Is that the only musical you've ever seen?
School made you watch Sound of Music?
No, I've seen more. I just have a really bad taste in my mouth because of it.
Which ones have you seen?
Dr. Horrible sing-along vlog.
Honestly, that's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
Also a short one.
Evil Dead the Musical?
I do love that one.
What about Rent?
Nope.
You don't like it or you haven't seen it?
Never seen it.
It's pretty good.
What about West Side Story? You like doing the snaps all the time?
No.
Because when you're a jet for life.
To be honest, I really haven't seen many musicals because I don't like musicals.
What about Sweeney Todd?
I have.
That's a great one.
Yeah, we did watch Sweeney Todd.
You wait, like that one?
The musical or the movie?
That's it was all right.
Musical or the movie?
It's the same thing.
I mean, I was talking about the movie, but
yeah, okay.
They're very similar.
Yeah. I mean, they did try to get it close to the actual musical, which was a pretty good movie. It was a pretty good movie.
What about Cats?
And we're talking about
you
the
could
fucking
not
movie.
Pay me enough to watch that movie.
What about Wicked?
No.
No, you haven't seen it, or no, you don't like it?
No, I've never seen it.
Grace dislikes that.
What about South Park's musical about blowjobs?
Can't say I've seen that one either.
What about The Book of Mormon?
No.
What about Your Life Story as a musical?
That'd be pretty boring.
A pretty short one right now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm running dry on musicals over here. I'm not very well versed in them.
Yeah, I know there are a few more that I...
Hairspray.
I'm good.
Yeah.
No.
Crazy. Just getting progressive.
Blame Is.
High School Musical?
Yeah. I've sadly watched High School Musical.
Yeah, I was not a fan of Blame Is.
What about High School Musical?
I didn't see any of these. I'm just naming them all. I know my mom watched them all.
I have seen the classic Oklahoma. Did not enjoy that.
Oklahoma.
Nope.
Sound of Music.
He said he watched that one 10 times, apparently.
That's a good one.
No.
Apparently
Sound of Music is a pretty
times.
Good. Yeah, Sound of Music.
I mean,
is a good one.
He's a Nazi.
Parts I remember,
they're
I feel
Nazis.
Like if I watch the whole movie again, I'd be like, no. I just say it's a good one because it's like the first one I ever fucking saw.
They're Nazis, right?
Yeah, looking right back, I'm like,
okay,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was such a weird thing that I saw in Sound of Music. I'm like, all right, we're gonna see Sound of Music. We're gonna see what all the hype is about, and just I don't know where there's Nazis in this.
What about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Is that a musical?
It's on this list of musicals I just pulled up.
I would say so. I mean,
44 best movie musicals of all time.
I would say more than a quarter of the movie is music.
How are we on the topic of musicals?
I don't know.
I was going to say, it's
Shrek
just
Brandon, Shrek musical, we were talking about the Shrek musical.
Okay. I was like,
and then Brandon said he doesn't like musicals, Shrek. And so now we're freaking
I mean, I wouldn't
chastising
say
him.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is a musical, as less the Oompa Loompas trolling the children that are slowly dying.
First of all, we're talking about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'm just saying, that one was more of a musical than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Move on, announcer.
Yeah,
move
Charlie
on.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was not a musical. At least my copy wasn't.
No, that was Nightmare Fuel.
Pages were very quiet. Sometimes they wrinkled a little bit, but...
What is a book? What is a...
All right.
Well...
I don't know, yep. Man. I'm still
musical looking. Conversation, time of death, 10:24.
And that pure laughter is going to sustain me for the next 3 years.
3 years?
Yep.
Long time.
I've become cool. Very efficient. I don't need a lot of laughter.
You're a laughter camel?
Yes.
Laughter camel.
There's a will, there's a way.
Next question, what we got on the docket?
It helped when I learned how to convert eye rolls to laughter.
Oh. How many eye rolls to laughter? What's the exchange rate, the conversion rate?
Is it the same thing as like Monsters, Inc. screams to
laughter?
That's
exactly what I was just thinking about, yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was like, you know, three eye rolls equals a laugh.
Tyler, it's really technical, and him as an engineer would understand, but you as a non-engineer, you would never understand.
You as an actual baboon would not understand.
You as a layman.
See, he gets it.
It's the fucking simian clacking stones together. Laugh, hey, produce man. Energy.
So is there anything, you know, Shrek has hit so many fantasy, like fantasy tales. Would you like to see them maybe take something from a fantasy movie? Maybe some elements from that?
What do you mean?
Like Shrek and Lord of the Rings.
Shrek and Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to say a big no to that one.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to say a big fat yes just to piss off Derek.
Like, but like, you know how, like how Shrek does it where they incorporate elements of it into their story.
You know what? I think I know a franchise that would benefit from the Shrekization because it's kind of terrible.
Shrekization. Is that the technical term?
Because it's actually pretty terrible to begin with. I think Derek might agree with me. Harry Potter could definitely use
Shrek. Honestly, dude, there's a lot of magic that
you
fucking
say
Shrek
Harry
could
Potter's
fuck
terrible?
Up.
That is what he said, yes.
Yes, those
Why
words
would
came
I
out
agree
of...
with that, you little shit? You go kill yourself. No,
Mission accomplished.
It wasn't until later that Derek realized that was the exact reaction Brandon was trying to get.
Yeah, I know.
Instigation.
Okay, so yes. What fantasy movies do you like to see Shrekization happen on?
Fuck, dude. I really like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter.
They kind of did the Harry Potter a little bit because
so are we just talking
Arthur
like crossover mashup type things?
Yeah, like, basically. Well, you know how they took elements of so many fairy tales, taking elements from those fantasy movies and incorporating it into their world.
Did they do a little bit of Harry Potter? Oh, yeah, from
with the Donkey playing Epic Game of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Epic Game of Yu-Gi-Oh. Well, that would even look like.
Silly donkey. My granddaddy's deck has no limb cards.
That was very weird to hear.
It was.
I wish I could
it
do.
It was both brilliant and such a terrible Scottish accent.
The funny thing is that I used to have Scottish neighbors and I could never copy their fucking accent.
Well, good news. You still can't.
I still cannot.
Well, nothing.
That is
changed.
The one accent I cannot copy.
Oh my God.
At least you're consistent.
Consistency is key.
Yeah.
So I'm told.
I'm gonna stick with Harry Potter because I thought that was a really cool concept.
I'm gonna go with Brandon. I'm gonna stick with Harry Potter. Like instead of it being a high school, it's gonna be like let's stick it with fucking high school. Fuck it. Let's keep going with high school.
I'm just imagining the inner city high school from Key and Peele.
Oh, God.
That had the magic.
Oh, that's funny.
We got kids out here using spells in the halls. Stop it. Stop it now.
All right.
Mike Myers is even Scottish.
No, he's not. He's English. Wait, no, he's Canadian, isn't he?
He's a British Canadian.
Yeah, British Canadian. Wacko.
Wacko.
What a weird combination.
I would like to see him incorporate elements of Highlander.
Shrek. Wow. Now Shrek can never die.
There can only be one Shrek.
I was definitely
going to
make that joke.
There's only one Shrek that can exist in reality, and he can never die.
Maybe he could revitalize that terrible franchise, Percy Jackson.
We're just a Maybe. Derek, do you like Percy Jackson?
He loves Percy Jackson.
Derek, I'm sorry that we're attacking your favorite.
Where's the fucking
franchise?
Leave button on this fucking call? I'm being targeted now for the things that I love that are great.
Do you need a safe space?
I need
subpar
a safe
some.
Space. With bullyproof.
Mainly just Percy Jackson.
Bulletproof windows.
I don't know, man. The Percy Jackson movies weren't astonishing. Nothing to write home about. The book,
I was actually
though.
Talking to someone about these earlier because I was talking to them about the new TV. He didn't know that they were working on a TV show at Disney.
Huh.
And what's it called? Where was this going? Oh, like Jackson. If you didn't read the books, they're actually not bad. Like, if you can,
yeah, I heard that the books aren't bad at all.
But yeah, once you read the books, it's kind of, we branched off to how it's kind of like the Aragon series too. Like, if you don't know what it's supposed to be like, it's pretty good.
No,
Tyler is never dislike fan of the Aragon.
Absolutely not. That movie was a tragedy.
If you read the book.
Even if you didn't read the book.
It was not that bad otherwise.
It was awful.
It was pretty action-y.
No.
Other than destroying things that Derek loves, do we have another question on the dog?
Now he deserves to be bullied.
Now he deserves to get bullied.
What other franchise are we talking about?
Game, okay, 4v1, let's do it. I'm going to pick out the thing that you don't like about you, okay?
Well, when did this go from movies to being about us?
Well, it's good to see the host as being impartial, as always.
No. I draw the line at Aragon.
So anyway, Brinsinger was a little waste of time.
You get out of here. His sword was amazing. Every time he said the name, it caught on fire. He killed a shade. Well, no. Arya killed a shade. But still,
so he didn't
stuff happened. So the plot progressed. It was needed.
Yep. He made a sword and the shade got killed in.
Right. So
it only took 800 pages.
And he didn't even kill the shade.
Brinsinger was the most boring book.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. That's why I didn't make it all the way through it. Like, it was so hard.
I mean,
there's so much talking and stuff going on, but there's not enough action for me. I want to see more dragon fight.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's right. Get triggered, Tyler. Payback's a bitch.
I can't believe this. Literally, they saved Katrina from the Razak, and you do this to us?
Okay, like, let's move on.
I want to keep doing it.
How predictable is that shit?
I'm gonna keep doing this. We're gonna go through the entire plot of Brinsinger now.
Oh my god, we don't have time for this.
I'll see you next week.
All right, next song.
He's just going off, and we're all just like, "This is just Derek. I'm leaving.
We out.
We all just leave."
So where'd I lose you? At the Brinsinger part. All right. The
very beginning.
Would you say that All Star by Smash Mouth is the most early 2000s song out there?
Yes.
Yes. I think 2000s is
definitely up there.
2000s song. I mean, technically.
Say the technicality. Say that it's in the 90s, you little bitch. Okay. It was anyway.
I mean, but it just seems like it encompasses everything I know about the early 2000s.
I feel like early 2000s, like music-wise, yeah. Like that whole like 5-year period is just Smash Mouth.
Just Smash Mouth.
Just All-Star. Smash Mouth. It's only Smash Mouth.
Always has been.
Have you listened to any Smash Mouth songs outside of the two that were in Shrek?
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. They make more songs? What?
They're a band?
They're a band. I thought it was just a meme.
They're like a real band?
Like for real, for real?
That depends on who you ask, by the way.
Did they have two songs in that?
Yeah, I'm a Believer and All-Star.
I forgot they did I'm a Believer.
Technically, they didn't do I'm a Believer. Yeah,
I'm a Believer.
It was a cover.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I meant. Because I was like, I normally only like two or three of their songs, but...
And two or three of their songs I'm a Believer. Oh,
but they didn't have is it Walking on the Sun? No.
Walking on Sunshine?
No, they have a song called Walking on the Sun.
Sunshine.
No. Whoa. Not how. No, that's different.
Yeah, I know.
Those two sisters on Disney Channel. The Phil of the Future chick.
Stop.
Phil of the Future. Stop.
Just swing and a miss.
Going down a rabbit hole.
What is that, Abby and Allie or something?
There you go.
Yeah, I think 2010 is all Smash Mouth. The whole generation is like defined by Skater Boy, Smash Mouth, and fucking what else? Help me out here. What else is 2000s?
You were alive during that time, Jayfred. What's your
Big Pimpin? Big Pimpin.
Was that your jam?
No, yeah, I agree that.
Forgot About Dre. It was like 2001, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which means probably Eminem's first big album was somewhere around there, too.
What was the recession like, Will Grandpa? Smith,
I'm pretty sure it was about that
Will
time.
Smith. Oh, yeah, because I always forget that Will Smith made music as well.
Wild Wild West.
Wow.
I want to say No Scrubs by TLC.
What about Waterfalls?
I'm sure that was pretty close to there, too. Carol
Chase. Never mind, that's 1996.
Yeah, No Scrubs was fucking December close. 98 when it was recorded.
So very close.
It was released February 2nd, 99. Mm. So...
Do you count 99 in the two thousands or is 99 tail end in the 90s?
Does maybe it have, the second it half of
2099 or is it 1999? Okay.
I mean, look at it this way. When something's $2.99, you don't round that to $3. You round that to $2.
Yeah, come on.
No.
Yeah.
That is inaccurate.
I actually just round down to $2.98.
Well, you guys round? You guys round? I just shortchange. Hello?
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
I was like, but wait a minute. How much is that in British pounds? How is that going to help you? I'm just going to multiply and then count to it.
Actually, let's just make it easier. What's the yen looking like right now?
All right. Now, big question. Which character from the Shrek franchise would you be?
Donkey.
Yeah, you are kind of an ass.
Anyone can admit that I'm probably fucking Donkey.
I don't think anybody has any problem picking out mine either.
Yeah, Fiona.
You would be the fairy godmother.
Fiona.
Sure, yeah.
So no, that's a tough one. Shrek
hey, or is it our swamp? Is it our swamp?
It's my swamp.
Farquaad, got it.
I'd be fucking Pinocchio, 100%, dude.
Miss Jackson, I forgot.
I'm a real boy.
I'm a real boy. What kind of underwear are you wearing? It's women's underwear.
Who Brandon could be?
Say you're wearing women's underwear.
I see him as the wolf in the grandma's underwear. Outfit, dude.
Brandon is the wolf in grandma's outfit. Either that or one of the piggies. One of the German piggies.
He huffed and he puffed and he wrote the eviction notice on our home.
He huffed and Brandon, the historian, signing off. Eviction notice.
Come on, Brandon. Who would you think he'd be?
And why is it Mama Bear?
You're thinking that there's nothing better. You can't think of anything better than that, can you?
You can literally say, you can say like Gingy or fucking one of the mice.
No, I can't.
Puss in Boots, your favorite character?
I'm not swag
enough.
You're not swaggy enough for it?
Humpty Dumpty from the Puss in Boots movie?
To be freaking Puss in Boots?
You want to be Humpty Dumpty from the Puss in Boots movie?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, Rumpelstiltskin. You can be Rumpelstiltskin.
You want me to be a villain?
Yes.
I mean, you're headed that way anyway.
Well, I guess it would make sense. I do fuck over Jayford a lot, and he is Shrek.
Yep.
Weird part is he wasn't even one of the
I know. They're just feeding. He's trying to feed the rivalry.
Yep. He thinks making the rivalry bigger means that he has a chance to win, but not the way that works.
It was never about me winning. It was always about you losing.
So there's enough for you, right?
Maybe you do know more about the stock market than you thought.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Stocks.
Stongs?
Stongs? For any of our listeners who don't know, that was a reference to the whole GameStop and AMC
Nokia
and
fucking thing that's going on right now.
Now they know when we recorded this.
Shit. I'm
pretty sure they would know. Well, I guess they wouldn't know.
I declared the time of death of the musical joke earlier. So
we recorded this in the past. So if this is the future, congratulations if you made a lot of money. If not, I'm sorry for your loss.
If this is present day.
It's not about making money.
Present day.
It's
4 years ago.
Taking money. About disrupting the status quo. Present. Because the status is not quo.
What are you doing?
Please move us on. Yeah, please.
Yeah, okay, Confucius. I think we're good. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Okay, I was going to say we're getting interference from your tinfoil hat over there.
The birds are listening to me.
That was from Dr. Horrible sing-along blog.
Oh, okay.
The birds, they watch
I figured it was a reference to something, but you still sounded insane.
Yeah. I mean, that was intentional.
We like look away and then look back. He's got a fucking tin hat. The birds watch me when I take a shower.
But not just when I take a shower.
Especially when he takes a shower.
Do we have one more question? No.
I think it'd be Gingy.
You'd be Gingy? Oh, so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say anything.
You'd be Gingy.
Thanks for noticing, guys.
Yeah, you hey, would be Gingy. You are Gingy, then.
Break his legs. Dip him in milk.
Tyler's more of an evil fairy godmother.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, this is perfect. He is Gingy.
Think about it. Just take a second and think about it.
No, Derek, think about it this way. He is Gingy because no one came to save Gingy from getting tortured. He was there for a while. Why did no one come for him?
But he did break them out of prison in the second one.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, he broke them out of prison. Yeah. No one broke him out of prison. Yeah, they cares? Left him be tortured.
Who cares what he deals with, all right? It's what he does that matters.
I'm just saying, Tyler.
Okay, you know what? I get it now. Okay.
All right. Is Shrek and Fiona the greatest love story ever told?
No. Yes.
Nope.
Not even close.
That was in US. That was great.
Not even close.
I would like to retract my statement.
Be loud and proud.
Join the herd. Join the herd.
Let the record show that Juan the newbie said yes.
Yes, okay, I said yes. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Laugh at him.
Wow. Even this isn't Shrek. What I wanted.
Wait, I got it. This man thinks the Shrek and Fiona is the greatest love story ever. Laugh at him.
All right, fine. What can I say? I'm a romantic.
Okay, then.
That's what you think a romantic is?
Yes. Because it's not about what's on the outside. It's on the inside.
And all the layers that come with it.
That's why he uses earwax.
There are a lot of layers there.
Handle of dinners.
Is that what you put earwax. On your Tinder bio? And very, that's why you're doing the black market kidneys?
Yes.
Renewable resources. Earwax candles.
Such a gross scene.
Never run out. It's an infinite supply.
And it was like the perfect shape of his ear. So that means that ear was like clogged and he couldn't hear out of it. Just fucking.
No, dude, that wax was touching brain.
You put a little bit of fucking gray matter from that.
You notice he was like a little off, and then he took that out. He's like, oh yeah, I remember physics.
Fuck. Was that the question? Just the greatest. No,
that was just a spur of the moment thing. I just wanted to see what would happen. And you guys did not disappoint in that.
Then what is the question that's next?
So next is another one that is super serious. Would you go to a Shrek theme park based off of Duloc?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Especially if there was a
did
blood
you look,
sport.
Did you look at Jayfred to see what he was going to say before you said yes?
That's what it looked like he did. He just wanted his approval again.
He was like, yeah. And then he looked over at Jayfred.
Yes.
He's like, wait, is Dad going? Yes.
Especially if there's a blood sport there's arena. A blood sport.
Yeah, I want to be able to. I want to destroy that keg.
Right. Yes. I want to see that giant ass keg.
I'm here till Thursday. Try the veal.
That was such a cool scene, the fucking wrestling thing.
Yeah, I love that. I just had the fucking, it all set up, and I was like, oh. Like, at the time, I don't really watch wrestling, so I didn't really make the connection. I was like, holy shit. He's riffing on wrestling, and then they'll, give him the chair. Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be pretty interesting seeing a Duloc. I mean, we got to make sure it doesn't tread on, you know, Disneyland, because that's what it clearly is.
It won't be on Disney. It'll be in fucking Universal. It's just this big Duloc.
I'd go just for the animatronics.
I'd go just to say that he's compensating for something and then not even enter.
You're just like in the parking lot and you're like, hey Tyler, take a video of this. Clearly the Lord Farquaad is compensating for something. All right, we can go now. But are we going to go in? Oh, I didn't buy tickets.
That'd be funny if the guy who's like at the doorway is like Lord Farquaad, like the mascot with the big ass head.
And he's like required that if anyone says, hey, and he like looks at him and then just runs through
the he's got to run the whole
runs through the line. That'd be amazing.
It would.
I would love that. Even if it was just like a subsection of a Universal park, I think that would be, it's already practically made. So, yeah. Okay. Let's see. I had one other.
Do you think they should make a sequel for the Puss in Boots movie? And why is yes your answer?
Didn't they make a TV show that was a sequel to the Puss in Boots movie? So it was good then.
No.
Wait, look at J. Fred.
Huh?
No. He's not giving me anything. I don't know if it's good or not.
It was not.
Oh. Oh, you have your own opinion this time.
Yes.
Whoa.
Puss in Boots was like Antonio Banderas' like drug dream is what it was.
He's like, look, you pay me a lot of money. Let's do this thing.
It was what he saw in a coma. And he imagined himself as Puss in Boots.
And then he woke up and it was all a dream.
What else has fucking Antonio Banderas done like recently? What has he been in recently?
He was in, I feel like something.
Right. Yeah. You gotta feel like something. At least, I mean, like I'm a sure. Spanish movie.
Oh, he was in The Expendables 3, which is weird.
Huh? He was in who?
He had The Expendables 3. It was very weird to see him in that. And then,
I'm talking like recently.
Oh, apparently he's supposed to be in Uncharted.
I think maybe that. I will see him in Uncharted. Yeah. I will see his ass in Uncharted.
Yeah, he hasn't really done too much.
Right, what the fuck is he doing?
Living.
He's Spanish, right?
If they do a Spanish, Spike is reboot, he's got to be back. Bring him back. Yeah, he's Spanish.
Yeah, he is Spanish.
Look, yeah, he's in Spanish.
Is he? Is he from Spain? Spanish from Spain? That's what the Spanish are known for.
Do you think that any of the other characters could spin off?
No.
No, not even Donkey.
Nope.
Not even Donkey?
Not even like the
Wasn't
gang.
That supposed to be your pitch?
Yeah, but that's why it wasn't my pitch.
Thought it wasn't your pitch because you didn't know what a donkey show was.
Shh, they don't know that there's a rewind button.
They don't know there's a rewind button. All the social media is just going to say, when Juan tried to do a donkey pitch and then later said that donkey couldn't have his own movie.
Yep.
He never said his pitch was good.
That's fair. Oh, was this one of the best uses of Hallelujah in a movie?
I say yeah, dude. That scene was so stupid, and then the music box fucking turns on. He's just like, and he's got to do it really quickly while the fucking music box is turning on. Yes, I think so.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was a really good use of it. You know, because it seems like every time they're doing a movie trailer, they use Hallelujah. Usually, if Zack Snyder's involved, I just feel like that this Shrek did it really well. I think that's where I really like. I really learned the song, and like, it's just really nice. It moved me.
It was
me
a very somber
tears.
Song.
Yeah,
when it's not getting ruined by Zack motherfucking Snyder.
So Watchmen, but also Hallelujah.
Remember,
I'm trying.
Remember.
Trying. On the 5th of November.
Yes, I just forgot the date, and I don't want to say it.
You forgot the date.
I forgot the date. Remember that I forgot the date.
In a statement that is telling you to remember the date.
Hey, but he remembered, didn't he?
The date in the statement.
He remembered, didn't he?
Remember. Next Tuesday.
Maybe Wednesday. I don't know. Check back with me.
Who was the best villain of Shrek?
Farquaad.
No fairy godmother love.
No. No.
She's second best, but I think Farquaad is the best.
Farquaad is the best.
But Fairy Godmother is second best.
Okay.
For me, it's very close, but Farquaad is obviously the best one.
Oh, last one. Just something I thought
Farquaad
of.
Farquaad really a villain? I mean.
Yes.
He wanted to marry a woman just because he wanted her throne. And
That's more ambitious than anything.
I'm also pretty sure he was a tyrant because he had to instruct all of his subjects to feel things.
Also, he...
I guess if we're going to just infer things, then sure.
Infer
also,
things.
He tried to kill Shrek twice in the movie.
Not once.
Shrek is twice. An ogre. It okay, makes and sense.
Also, I'm pretty sure that bear could talk. That was his rug.
Could it? I'm trying to remember now.
He also tortured Gingy, your favorite character.
Yeah, that part is pretty bad. You're right.
He also completely removed all fairy tale creatures from the homeland.
Also, look at that hair.
Yeah, I'll raise good points. Okay, that's all I asked. I was just here. It was a simple question. Y'all told. Yeah, okay. We have it. Okay. Oh, I have to be attacked for just asking a question.
Because you supported a tyrant, and that's why we hate you.
I was just thinking I didn't remember some of those hacks.
The crew will remember this.
Yeah, for real.
All right, last question. Do you think that Shrek started the deconstructing fairy tales craze? I was thinking
I'm
about
trying to think of another movie that did that other than Hoodwinked.
I feel like it's because, like, I just feel like I saw a lot of media afterwards that deconstructed the fairy tales, but I can't really think of something that happened before Shrek that did that.
I'm going to go with what I said, what I was telling you earlier. I think it popularized it. I don't think it would have been in the first.
Is there anything else that would have done it? Because the only ones that I can think of is Shrek and Hoodwinked.
A lot of TV shows have done it.
Oh, well, yeah, duh.
Like Once Upon a Time, that was like the entire point of the show.
Yeah, that was the entire point. That was a show.
Supernatural did that a lot.
There's a really famous comic book series called Fables that does that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to The Wolf Among Us.
Shut Bring it back.
It's a good game.
Yeah, well, your company's bankrupt, so have fun with that.
Damn.
They're back, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Since when?
I think they got refunded by something.
Huh.
Oh, also like that Ella Enchanted movie, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
So see, there's like a lot of examples about it, but I just can't really think of anything before.
Nothing that really sticks out.
I love Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
Shrek. Before Shrek, after Shrek.
Yeah.
I guess like The Princess Bride, but does that really...
Oh, yeah.
Does that really
deconstruct
The Princess anything? Bride is on a list that I'm looking at right now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess The Princess Bride did it, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
What am I thinking of? A
couple
of
others here, but they're mostly like just movies about fairy tales.
Oh, I was thinking of Enchanted. That's why.
Enchanted?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that was a movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one that's a little different, yeah.
Yeah, with Amy Adams, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah. Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you were right. Ella Enchanted was Anne Hathaway.
I was about to say.
I know. I'm sorry that I stepped on your toes about it.
He knows his
name. He prefers to be called Annie.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I did see a Snapchat article about that. It was an article somewhere. She apparently hates being called Anne. She'd rather be called like anything else. She even said The Hath.
The Hath.
Okay. Someone's been hanging out with David Hasselhoff too much.
The bold one. I like.
Okay, so yeah, so I guess The Princess Bride is probably one of the biggest examples pre-Shrek.
Yeah, I would say so.
But who remembers that movie?
They can't see it right now, but you can.
He is an angry boy.
My will is crumbling under his gaze.
Raised?
Huh? But yeah. So yeah, I guess so. Yeah, The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride walks so Shrek could gallop.
So they could gallop. Princess Bride with donkey, so that Shrek could be a donkey when he's a horse. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about that because as soon as I think about, you know, deconstructed fairy tales, I think about like Grimm, I think about a lot of what Supernatural did, you know, I think about Hoodwinked, all that kind of stuff, but all that was after Shrek. So it made me really think about and deconstructing fairy tales and where that started. And yeah, I think, Brandon, I think you're right. It is. That's when it became really popular because, I mean, Shrek was huge. I mean, Princess Bride is a classic, but it's also more of a cult classic than it is a huge classic. Success. But like Shrek was huge. I mean, just looking at the box office returns alone, you know, The Princess Bride made $30 million. Off of 16, like $484 million.
Jeez, powerhouse of a movie.
And you know, we're starting to see the kids that grew up on Shrek grow up to be the ones that make these stories. So we could start seeing more deconstructions,
right? Like Disenchanted, or not Disenchanted? Fucking who's the other one? Onward.
That's Onward. What I was thinking of. Yeah, Onward.
Onward. Onward was a good one.
So yeah, so you never know. That could be something that we start seeing more and more of.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, I love seeing them deconstruct the fairy tales, either talking about them through a modern lens or just, you know, making fun of them or anything. I think they always do it pretty well done for the most part that I've seen so far. So
we need DreamWorks to make another motherfucking one of those broken down fairy tale movies. We need it now. but not Shrek.
Not Shrek. Shrek is done. Stop touching Shrek.
Let him rest in peace.
Hoodwinked, baby.
Hoodwinked. What about Hoodwinked 2?
I haven't seen that one, but...
You shouldn't.
God, I loved Hoodwinked.
It was such a weird movie.
It was so good.
Be prepared. Be prepared. Also
it has that the Hath.
And it does. Be prepared.
It was interesting. I just like the way they did it.
An
but
avalanche is coming, and I do not be prepared.
That is for an episode that will never air about Hoodwinked.
I mean, there's only two fucking movies, and one of them is terrible.
So we can't talk about it for 2 hours. You know, 20 minutes, whatever.
But, 10 minutes max.
Yeah. Anybody have anything else more about Shrek? For a wrap up here?
Life changing?
Nope.
YouTube, Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
You monster. Grossest time to be on the internet. Absolute most fucking grossest time to be on the internet.
The most grossest time to be on the internet.
Stop. He can only take so much. I need you to scale back.
Oh, my bad.
That is a rabbit hole.
How to do that.
That is a rabbit hole we cannot jump into.
All right. Well,
I think we can, though.
I mean, we could.
But we're at a time.
Whether we should or not.
Well, that's a totally different question.
Also, we're going after Juan and his speaking, so that might take a while. We're gonna put a pin in it.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Save it for next episode.
Yeah. Save it for Nerd of All Trades After Dark.
Yeah.
All right. So if you go to, don't forget, if you go to Apple Podcasts and give Nerd of All Trades a 5-star review, we'll read your review aloud. Also, check us out on social media for postings related to episodes released every week. All of our handles will also be in the show notes if you don't catch them now. Our Facebook is Nerd of All Trades Podcast. Our Twitter is at NOAT Podcast. Our Instagram is Nerd of All Trades. Our YouTube is Nerd of All Trades. And we're on TikTok, NOAT Podcast. So go give us a follow, see what we're talking about. You know, we always talk about, like, we ask you guys a lot of questions that we talk about here on the show. So if you want to give your own input, definitely go check that out. If you really like what we do here and you want to become a member of our community, head on over to our Patreon, where for just $1 a month, you can join our Discord and talk with the crew about anything you want. In addition to become a member of our community, there are a lot of great tiers of support for you to check out. Your contributions, big or small, go towards us being able to create new programs and build this podcast into something great. Become a member of the crew, join the Patreon today. Our Patreon is patreon.com/nerdofalltrades. So if you Google Nerd of All Trades, you'll find everything. It's everywhere. So I hope you enjoyed this episode on Shrek. Make sure you go follow on social media, and we'll see you next week for our episode on shark movies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So.
Alrighty then.
So make sure you bring your great whites and be prepared. Until then,
it's Shark Week.
Until then, I'm your host, Tyler Birch, signing off.
This is Jay Fred, the engineer, signing off.
Brandon, the historian, I'm out.
Juan, the newbie, I'm gonna go play some Apex now.
This is Derek. I'm gonna go watch a donkey show.
Vicky.